Well, President Kenyatta is very committed to freedom of speech. He's committed to freedom of the media. And he has done everything possible to protect that freedom. I think the question in contention is the media bill, about which journalists have been unhappy. The primary issues in that bill that the president returned to parliament are two. One, that journalists have sought self-regulation of the industry, as happens, I think, in a number of jurisdictions around us. But I don't think this is the time for that question to be arising, because the Kenyan constitution, which was promulgated in 2010, calls for media regulation by a group that is not subject to control by politicians, by the government, or by commercial interests. Obviously, if you think about the media here, they have serious commercial interests, and therefore you would not leave it in their hands. So what the president has done is call on a variety of people, including lawyers and other groups, to join a group that would nominate people to that body. So that's one. Secondly, there's a question of fines for stories that are seen as pretty much result in litigation and things like that. There's a fine of maximum fine of 500,000 shillings, which the president has put suggested for the bill. Now, 500,000 shillings is just over $5,000, but that's per journalist. And there is a maximum of 20 million shillings on the side of a newspaper or a publisher or a broadcaster, for that matter. Now, those are high-end, maximum-type fines when people are guilty of libel and stuff like that. But we've got to understand that there is a process. You don't libel somebody today and tomorrow you're fined 500,000 shillings. It goes through the system. There is an adjudication, there's a fair process, and you might not be fined anything to start with. So the president believes that, first of all, obviously, we have to conform to the Constitution, and the Constitution says media can't regulate itself. And secondly, that the journalism side must understand that you bear responsibility for what you do. So having fines in the legislation just reminds all of us who are objective journalists that, look, there are penalties for people who are a bit careless or who go out of their way to offend the law.
There is concern that this is an attempt by the lawmaking body and the executive or the president to muzzle the press, because Kenya has enjoyed press freedom for a long time, and they allow for rejoinders if a group or groups feel aggrieved by any reporting. What do you say to that?
The idea that anyone wants to muzzle the press is really far-fetched. It's absolute rubbish. The thing is, if the legislation, this constitution has timelines for legislation. This piece of legislation is one of those that comes on stream and has to come on stream before the end of this month. The provisions that are therein all conform to the constitution promulgated in 2010. The idea, I think, that journalists should regulate themselves would be a noble one. That's how it has previously happened. But the constitution doesn't allow us. And we can't be seen to be breaking the law, because journalists somehow, 3 years after the promulgation of the Constitution, have suddenly found out that the Constitution did not allow self-regulation. This is something they would have conversed before the Constitution was promulgated, when the Constitution was being negotiated, because journalists played a big part in the delivery of this Constitution. And the fact that they let it go through with those provisions pretty much put on the table what we have today. This is not something the president or parliament are doing now to muzzle the media. This is something the president has done because it is required of him to do by the constitution.
There are suggestions that media organizations can select media professionals to act as an independent board to serve as checks and balances on the media rather than another body that probably might not have an interest in what is going on. That could be seen as muzzling the press. What is the government position on this suggestion?
But that suggestion pretty much kicks the Constitution on its backside. The idea that journalists, media companies should select people of repute means that media are influencing who is on that board. What the Constitution says is that people who reflect the entire society would be nominated to the board to regulate the media. So those people are lawyers, they could be teachers, they could be farmers, they could be doctors. They read the press. They have an interest in the press. They might not know aspects of media or communication, but they know they are consumers of the media. They have an interest. Therefore, their concerns have to be taken on board. The Constitution says no commercial interests, no political interests, no government interests. So we can't then allow commercial interests, which are driving the media, to be the basis upon which a media regulation body is set up.